Hello and welcome to Lifetime Uncorked, the podcast where we discuss your favorite made-for-TV movies. Whether you love to hate watch or hate yourself for loving them, pour up a glass of your favorite cocktail and join us. I am your host, Patrick Serrano, and my guests today are...
I am Drew Current.
I'm Kathleen Gibson.
Yes.
Kathleen Gibson.
Oh, it's me.
Back by request.
That's... Yeah.
Very important that we mention that.
I hear this.
So,
guys, I feel like such a big deal.
I know you are a big deal. Well, one of my favorite guests.
Oh,
you've been on
gosh.
Every season.
Wow.
You know?
What an honor.
And yeah, I got some DMs and they were asking about Kathleen. They're like, love the Zaddy episode.
Right.
And I have a movie with more Zaddies in it. And I was like, great.
Yeah,
I take requests. I'll call her up. So I called you up.
Here I am.
I tried to find the movie and I couldn't find it.
Oh, no.
I know. And I like can't find the person who requested you. I don't know what their name is. It's in my Instagram messages somewhere. But I do have someone else on Twitter requested this movie that we're covering
today.
Oh, my
gosh. I can't wait.
So we're blending it all together. That guy's name, I think, is Royger.
Royger.
And he's like, girl, I know you're covering the Madam of Purity Falls. And I'm like, yes.
Oh, my God.
Actually, we are.
There are no Zaddies, but there's lots of twonks.
Lots of twonks.
And that is...
Yeah, there's a... Yeah. Give me them twonks.
You know what a twonk is?
Yeah.
You do?
Explain to me what a twonk is.
Give us
a twonk is a man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That is a little bit bigger than a twink.
Ooh.
Yes.
Yeah.
No? Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, like a hunk twink. A hunky twink.
A twonk.
Yeah.
A hunky twink.
Right.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Some muscle definition. You're not just like a skinny twink.
Yeah.
And with a nice big old nose. Right?
They usually have breast milk. Added that, but that's nice.
I mean,
sure. I like that feature.
Sounds
in there.
Great.
Just a nice big old nose and...
I think it applies to our twunk in the movie.
Okay, I don't know. This is probably off-brand for this podcast, but do you think big noses mean you get a big old dick in there?
That is science.
That's staying in.
That is correct.
It's probably true.
And yes,
because sometimes I feel like when a man has a big old nose and they're just like real confident with it, I'm like,
it's big nose energy.
There's something in there. It's big nose energy because they got something in there.
You know, I think we need to start a scientific study about this big nose energy. We'll check it out. But it's not off brand for the movie we're talking about today.
No,
because the movie we are talking about today is The Madam of Purity Falls. It is the sluttiest movie of Lifetime ever.
Yeah.
I was slightly aroused most of the time.
Sexy.
Yes. So it is a wild ride, Drew. Get ready.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to try to explain this as you know, I get uncomfortable explaining sexual situations.
Oh, I'll hop in there.
But that's
for that.
Why I'm like, Kathleen's got this. She will give you the details.
Yeah. I thought it was going to be like funny, like sexy, like, oh, Lifetime. It's not even like HBO. Like, it's just going to be like kind of funny. Mm-hmm. Oh, look how unrealistic that is. But there were parts that got my parts.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And
sounds like they're
going to
get my parts,
sex
too.
Sex scenes.
Yeah.
Also, a lot of homoeroticism in this movie.
Yeah.
Very
great.
Gay subtones.
Someone who hasn't
this.
Seen porn yet is going to see this and be like,
they're going to think it's porn.
Yes.
Yeah. It's going to be like,
wait, is this porn?
When I was like a tween and Rhett and Cosmo used to have a sample of like a romance novel in there. They would have like a 2-page excerpt that would have like the sexy part.
And you're like, whew.
Yeah.
My heavens.
It got me going because I didn't, you
gave
know.
You the vapors.
It was dial-up internet.
When I was a little twink.
I think you were a twunk.
I'm a twunk now. And when I was a twink, it's like the Showtime that I didn't have, but came in still somehow.
Yeah, sure. Free sample weekend.
Yeah, it was whatever, and they just show a bunch of people doing it. The softy porn.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
but this is
not softcore.
Yeah.
This is not softcore porn.
Soft.
This is boxer briefs at
Well, sometimes Lifetime gets a softcore porn vibe. Like I saw one with Antonio Sabato Jr. recently, and I was like, whoa, my sexual awakening, was him.
A new
and
new one
it felt very porny.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
This one, no. The production quality was good.
Yeah.
The writing was decent. The acting was fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fine to not to...
Like,
to,
it was
you know.
A... Yeah. It was all right.
It's like the TBS quality of a Sex and the City episode.
Great.
Yeah, perfect. That's perfect example. All right, so the movie today is The Madam of Purity Falls. It stars Christiana Loken, Trevor Steins, and Olivia Dabo. She's from Wonder Years.
What?
Is she?
She's the sister.
The sister was from Wonder Years?
She is.
Was she like literally an infant on Wonder Years?
No, she was the older sister.
Yep.
What?
Yeah.
The woman who plays in the movie, I think her name's Carol. Caroline? Carol?
That's right.
Courtney. Yeah. Courtney.
You know
she's
what
Courtney
else she
the
was,
neighbor.
You know what else she was on?
What?
Conan the Destroyer.
I thought you meant the sister of the boy.
Not the sister.
Oh, okay. I was like, she couldn't have been more than 25.
Right. No. The cougar.
Okay, great.
And Trevor Steins is from Riverdale.
Okay.
Yes.
So all our teen listeners know about Riverdale.
Or all your 35-year-old guests who love Riverdale.
I have not seen Riverdale, but you know, it's on the list. It's on the list.
It'll take a good chunk of your time.
Okay. Well, great. So yeah, so Drew.
Yes.
Okay. We're gonna go into the movie.
Okay.
Now you're gonna be shocked right at the top, okay?
Yep.
Okay. We have a family. Mm-hmm. The man, his name is Jason, Trevor Steins, the young man. Mm-hmm. He is shirtless for most of this movie. So unless I tell you he has his shirt on,
then he's
assume
not,
then that he doesn't have his shirt on.
Got it.
He's shirtless. Yes. Yep. So he's shirtless, throwing around the pigskin, like throwing his little mm-hmm. sister around.
Who you think are definitely fucking at the top of the movie.
Yes, totally.
What?
Because, well, not that they're brother and sister and they're fucking, they just like, we don't know he's the brother and sister yet.
Because it opens on them having some gentle horseplay by a lake in bathing suits. And you're like, well, clearly they're fucking. And then he's like, hey, sister. And you're like, ugh.
They probably had to add that.
That got weird.
I just had to add that line. We're like, like on the editing.
Just in case it's not clear.
Just a real quick ADR.
Yeah.
Quick. Hey, sister.
So, it's a family, but the family is all extremely attractive, supermodel attractive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, the mom's, like, grilling hot dogs, and she's, like, you know,
full
makeup. The
mom is unbelievably hot.
So
and,
hot.
Like, probably 39.
Yes.
To two teenage kids.
Wait, who's the mom?
The mom, I forget what her name is in the movie, but I have it later in my notes. I think it might be Nicole or something.
She had to have been, like,
Christana?
A guest on Melrose
Christana
Place.
Loken?
Yes, she must have been on Melrose Place.
She's the mom?
Yes, Nicole. Nicole is her character name.
She's like, all right.
Yeah, she's not much older than us.
She was a Terminator.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she was a Terminator.
Well, now she's not, and she's in Lifetime movies, so that's how life goes.
Now she's the mother of an 18-year-old boy.
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
And the dad is there. He's also pretty hunky. He probably isn't a zaddy, I'd say.
No, he's not a zaddy. There are no zaddies in this film.
No, he's not a zaddy. Mm-hmm. But he's got a little tank top on, and he is constantly grabbing his left arm.
Yeah.
Every line of dialogue, he's like, kids, it's time for dinner.
Oh,
my arm.
Oh, like in pain?
Yeah.
Like,
oh, okay.
Like, literally, you're like, oh, he's going to have a heart attack now. And then
the scene keeps going.
Then he's like, maybe I'll just take a rest. And then his son comes up and is like, come on, Dad. You're not a big old piece of shit. Play some catch with me.
You big old piece of shit.
Basically, he doesn't say that, but essentially. And then the dad's like, no, it's just like, I'm just, oh, what? Are you a big old lazy ass piece of nothing? And then the dad's like, okay, come on. And then he's like, you can throw it harder. And then immediately has a heart attack.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
His son basically kills him with a game of catch.
He bullies his dad into a heart attack.
He calls his dad a piece of shit until he has a heart attack.
He's like, come on, old man.
You old little pussy, you bitch. Yes,
bitch. Like the Lifetime version of that.
Yes. And I'm not kidding, Drew. Every line of dialogue, the dad is like holding his arm. He's like, kids, I'm grilling the hot dogs. Kids, I'm not feeling so hot. Yeah. And he sits down there like, Dad.
Yeah.
But then he falls on the ground and he dies. And they're like, oh, no.
Oh, no.
And it flashes to a year later.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And just remember, football kills everyone.
Yeah.
So,
because this will be a recurring theme in the movie and in our current political climate.
Yes.
Hashtag Andrew Yang. Is that his name?
So
I don't know.
So this movie's about
CT. Andrew Yang.
It's about what?
About CT. About some.
Oh,
yep.
Yeah,
great.
Okay.
Yes. So Nicole, the mom, she's now widowed. Mm-hmm. Jason and his like little hot booty. Because I thought he had a pretty good booty in this movie. And Justine, she's the sister. They moved to a town called Purity Falls.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And they're unpacking the car. And Jason grabs a rifle out of the trunk.
Yep.
Okay.
And Justine's like, what are you doing with that?
Yeah.
And he's like, it was Dad's rifle. She's like, you're not bringing that in our house.
No.
And he's like, fine. And he throws it in the trunk.
Throws a real rifle in the trunk. And then the mom and the mom and sister have like a, oh, he's not doing too well, little talk. And then leave the car with the trunk open and the rifle just sitting there.
Yes. The rifle comes back. Yeah. Not in the way you're thinking.
Not in the way you think. Well, not the way you think.
Okay. No. I am glad it comes back.
Yes.
Because there's a lot of the shit.
Right.
Where it's just like, what the, why? Then there's no, you showed me a rifle. And then come back.
These movies, from what I have found, are pretty economical with their like diet. Like, if you see a scene, it's because it's going to be important later.
Yes.
There's a lot of
not
lifetime.
Always. Back to this my one. Antonio Zapata Jr. movie. There was a gun in that one that never came back or went off. So,
or like shows a pill bottle and then you're like,
yeah.
Why did that doesn't come back?
So Jason's all moody and he's like running around, okay, or running to the backyard. He like finds a football, very symbolic.
Yeah, because he murdered his dad with one.
Yeah, he murdered his dad with a football.
Yeah.
And he looks at it and he gets really mad. He like punches a wall, very aggro male. Yeah. And then he throws the football in a bush. And the bush says, ouch.
No. What?
The bush says, ouch.
And that's when we meet Chad.
Chad's a bush. Who that talks?
Yeah.
I knew it was magic. I knew there was magic in this.
No. He's a twunk behind a bush.
He's a more just a hunk.
Okay.
Oh, he is a hunk.
He's more just a hunk.
He was
not
the hunkiest one. And he's like, oh, hey, I'm just working for my neighbor, cutting the grass.
Mm-hmm. And then the neighbor comes out in a satin robe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
She's like, Chadwick, come back, baby. And Jason's like, oh, is that your mom? And he's like, no. She's not my mom.
Yeah, he's like, I just work here. I don't live here.
What?
Yeah. Okay. And then he goes back inside and she like puts her arm around him and, you know, he's going to go like trim the hedges or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, he's going to trim the hedges.
You know.
He's not just a talking bush. He eats bush. Sorry, that's too far.
He eats all kinds of bushes.
Great. Okay. A mulberry bush, a blueberry. Okay.
We're going to make a high five sound.
Great.
And that'll pick up.
Wonderful. So speaking of cougars, you know, we have Courtney. She's like the neighbor on the other side, apparently.
Okay.
And she's like,
she's the poor man's Nicolette Sheridan because she also has an accent you can't place.
Yeah. It's like Australian, British. I think it's her real accent. But it's just very weird. Yeah.
Okay.
And she's like, hello, family. Welcome to the neighborhood. I made some lasagnas for you.
Usually weird ones. It'll be you. Is it not? Is it New Zealand?
Probably.
Something like that.
Probably.
Like, I don't think that's Australian. I guess, what other accent?
But it's also like kind of faint. Like,
like she's trying not to do it, but she can't help herself.
Oh, she's trying to
do.
Yeah, okay.
So she recruits Jason to work for her landscaping business. She has a whole landscaping business that services the whole town, all of Purity Falls. And as she's leaving, Nicole walks with her out and they bond over their dead husbands, and Nicole has like an Oscar-winning moment, and she like cries and cries.
Yeah,
fuck yeah, Nicole.
Yeah, yeah,
that's pretty Nicole.
Right. And Courtney's like, "I'll be there for you. I'll be your friend. Don't worry. I will be your friend."
Yeah,
and she says, "I will be your friend" like five times.
And this is where I wrote, "Holy fuck, it's male prostitutes," because it made you like it was a hot young. His sister's like a hot young blonde girl.
Oh yeah,
and so you see the hot young blonde girl. You see the brooding brother with the shotgun. So you think she's going to get sold into prostitution and he's going to shoot
her
out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, and then you see Chad and that lady, that cougar that was boinging him. And you're like, oh, no.
Okay.
This is a twist I wasn't ready for, Lifetime.
It's a twist.
I'm already getting a little happy.
Right.
But he also, and here's what was also very smart about the writing, is in this scene where they're moving in and like they're talking about going back to school, he goes, I mean, and she's like, I'm sorry you didn't get to graduate with your friends. He's like, I mean, I'm 18 years old. I don't want to be blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
Another 80 yard thing, well, like later on.
I brought a clip. Yeah, they do mention that he's 18.
A few times. Yeah.
I brought a clip.
Which I really appreciated for what was happening in my
me
part.
Too.
Yeah, good.
This clip is from much later in the movie, but it will get you the vibe that we're going with the acting and everything.
Okay, cool.
And like the teenness.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It is very teen emotions going on.
Gotcha.
He's brooding teen.
But legally okay to lust after.
Yes. And this scene, he does have a shirt on, Drew, so unfortunately you won't see that. But you can look at the poster of the movie and see his abs, which are drawn on.
He does have a shirt on this part?
Yes, okay. He does. All right, here we go.
Stuff, I have a life.
Stop lying to me.
I'm not lying to you. I answered your damn question.
Get back here.
I have a big test tomorrow. Daniel's coming over to help me study.
I don't want you to see him anymore.
Why?
He's a bad influence.
Oh, no.
No, he isn't. That doesn't even make any sense.
I saw him do something inappropriate.
Okay, what does that mean?
It means you're not to hang around him anymore.
You can't tell me who I can and can't hang out with.
I can as long as you live in this house.
Well, then I won't live in this house. Done. I never wanted to live in this house in the first place. I didn't want to come here.
You know why we had to do that.
Yeah, I know the real reason is because you couldn't stand being there anymore without Dad.
This is our home now.
This will never be our home without Dad.
Yeah. You know?
Also, the concept that they had to move because they're too poor now that Dad's gone. And they moved into this beautiful suburban giant house.
Great
and
neighborhood.
Also, we find out later, managed to keep their cabin, like their summer house.
This kid listens to Slipknot.
Yeah.
Oh, totally. Totally.
In his room, and he's like...
Absolutely.
So, yeah. So that's the vibe he's giving out the whole movie, because that clip is from the end of the movie. So,
oh wow, okay.
I know, it gave away nothing. Just, that scene is pointless.
You just spoiled the whole movie for me.
I know, right?
Could have lit.
Should have cut that one out.
He never changes.
No, he doesn't really have a big character arc. So, Chad, our friend, our sexy man, we get a gratuitous scene of him getting out of the shower, putting on a towel, checking some.
There's
text
a lot
messages.
Of towel work in this film that sweet. I really appreciate.
Yeah, you need the costumer. Great costumer
just
in this one.
Terry cloth, please.
Yeah, you show up in your trailer for the day and it's just a towel.
You're like, here you go.
You're like, oh.
This is your wardrobe.
Oh, boy. So Chad hears a noise downstairs, and since he's so big and strong, he goes downstairs. He puts pants on.
Oh, also, he's on the phone with his girlfriend, Amber, talking about, like, as he's putting away all the cash he's made hoeing into, like, a shoebox in his dresser drawer, and he's like... Don't you and me, we're going to get out of here and we're going to go somewhere and make something of ourselves.
Okay. So he's hoeing.
Yes.
Definitely.
Yes. He is a sex worker.
Yeah.
And he goes to his backyard and he's like, Mom, Dad. And there's a pool. Mm-hmm. And he's like, by the pool, he gets knocked in the head. Mm-hmm. Falls in the pool.
Chad does?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Chad.
Falls in the pool.
Chad was the neighbor that we met earlier.
Yeah.
The talking bush.
He's the hot
bush. Talking bush. Yeah, yeah. And he swims to the side of the pool and he's like going to get out with all his muscles. But the person holds him down with one hand.
Yeah.
And drowns him.
We don't see.
Oh, we don't see who it is.
Chad dead?
Chad dies.
Aww. So the next morning, the news comes on, and it's like, Chad died.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, Jason's like, oh, my God, I just met him the other day. He was the talking bush.
And the mom has taken the job as the guidance counselor at their high school, because that's what you do when you need money, is you move to a giant house on a high school guidance counselor salary.
Oh, man.
And she goes, oh. We're going to have to set up some grief counseling sessions at the high school.
No, it's going to be a busy day today.
Especially for me, because that piece of ass was mine for at least a year.
Nicole doesn't know anything yet. She's going to find out, because she's a guidance counselor.
She learns very slowly.
And all the high school students will tell her their problems. You know?
We'll see.
Like the prostitution ring going on in the high school. Whatever. So
they're all 18, though. Girl 18.
So Nicole, she's widowed. Yeah. Jason and his booty and Justine, they all go to Purity Falls High School.
Yeah.
Okay. They're there. And Jason's like making friends. He meets this guy, Daniel. And Daniel's on the wrestling team.
Yeah, because Jason is staring at a poster of football tryouts at like the thing that killed his dad.
Yes.
And then Daniel's like, hey, you're going to try out? He's like, no.
Football's lame. Football kills people.
Yeah. No. I don't play anymore. I killed my dad with football.
He doesn't say that.
But then he's like, oh, man. Well, then you should join the wrestling team because girls, like, love wrestling.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, it's like, no, they don't.
Cool. Girls. Oh, for girls. For the girls.
Well, and right. This is the
gay undertones.
This movie
is also very homoerotic.
Yeah. He's like, join the wrestling team. And then we get, like, shots of them wrestling.
Yeah. So that day after practice, he has a singlet already. And it's like that day after school, he's in the practice.
Like, extended wrestling.
And there's also, like, four girls on.
How long was the wrestling scene? I just wanted to gauge.
I mean, it was, like, a good.
Like, they showed a whole match.
No, but it was just short enough so they had more time for the locker room shower scene next.
Oh, good. Yeah. Okay.
But they're at wrestling practice, and there were four high school girls on like a single set of bleachers, like a like three rows of bleachers, watching the practice.
Just so it's
the
not
practice that this new kid happen. Just gay. Showed up at.
Yeah, just yeah. so it's not gay. There's yeah. four girls watching and giggling.
That didn't happen.
You know,
no, and that's like, actually where you could find in the gays.
And
in
they were
high
also
school,
like, is right.
Being, they'd be like,
yeah,
yep.
I'm well. I want to. I'm gonna try out.
Yeah,
yeah.
Later.
Well,
on. I just
and this is a thing we should distinguish now. Mm-hmm. Gay men. And cougars are very much the same yep. thing, you know?
It's the same thing. Mm-hmm. I've been saying this for years.
So glad we know that. But in the showers, while they're soaping up their hot bods, Daniel tells Jason that he works for Courtney, mm-hmm. and he's like, you should work for her. She's really good, and she'll help you get yeah. all the money.
Because he wants money, A, to support his family, and B, to ask out one of the cute girls on the bleachers.
Mm-hmm. Sure, yeah.
On the two bleachers.
Yeah, yeah, one of the cute girls on the bleachers, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and she doesn't matter at all. I didn't even write down her name.
Is this locker room scene where we see what could be a zaddy, but he's not? I think it's so. There are so many locker room scenes that we can't tell. Yeah. I'm gonna assume it happens here.
Remind me, Zaddy.
It's just like a hot older man.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. And he comes in and bullies yeah. Jason. Yeah.
So, but not Jason. Daniel.
Daniel. That's
so,
what I mean.
Like Jason's like doing some other shower activity where he's in a towel, and
he's
Daniel
like washing his other friend's back.
Yeah. And Daniel had already gotten yeah. out of the shower, but is still in a towel. And this like gray haired man comes up and slams him against the locker. It's like, don't you do this anymore or something like
you
yeah which is still like while he wasn't like a hot zaddy, it was still like a little bit arousing to see this like older man slam this like younger one against a locker.
Yeah,
and
it's like, are they gonna kiss or yeah. what's happening right now?
I can
yeah.
see that happening.
So
is that Mr. Wiley that I see on here? Is that the zaddy?
No, that he that plays guy? The mayor of this town.
Oh,
we'll get to him later. We'll get to
the
him
mayor.
Later.
The mayor, in my opinion, is a hell of a zaddy.
Well, he didn't yeah. look as good in the film.
He's got a great headshot.
This is off topic.
Yes.
Do you guys think that Tom Hanks is a zaddy? Do you think Tom Hanks
no,
is a zaddy?
No,
okay. He's too nice.
He's a daddy, not a zaddy.
He's just a dad. Normal
yeah,
daddy.
He's just
nosy.
He's a sugar daddy.
He's a sugar daddy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So Daniel goes to Courtney's house, his neighbor, and he's like, hello, I'm here for landscaping. I'm ready to landscape.
Wink, 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 wink.
Yeah. No, but he doesn't know
he
yet.
He doesn't know.
Oh. He hasn't and, figured it out.
Yeah, he still doesn't know. He's the only one in this whole town and no. his mom.
Okay.
And she's like, yes, let's have some wine and talk about that.
Yeah.
And he's like, she's like, I won't tell your mom. Don't worry. She pours wine and then they're like laughing, drinking wine. She's like talking about like who knows what the fuck.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, they're going to fuck. Let's
yeah. And then she goes, oh, I spilled some on my silk robe I was wearing this yes. whole time over my negligee.
Oh, okay.
Will you help me take it off?
Yeah.
And then they fuck.
You need help take.
Yeah.
And then they fuck.
He takes it off. They have sex.
Now I get what you're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then we cut to them in the bed
yeah.
right after.
And this is and Jason now?
Yeah,
right,
Jason.
Jason is now mm-hmm. jamming on.
Jason's our twonk.
Yeah.
He's a twonk.
He's got great abs.
And he's jamming on
and
the...
And really dyed hair.
What's mm-hmm. the...
And a face that Courtney. Looks like Courtney. He might gotcha. Have... I don't know. Like
he's
his
got
face,
bad teeth.
Yeah, there's something about it that's off, which makes it so on.
Yeah.
I totally get that.
You know?
I get it.
Yeah,
yes.
he's hot.
He's
hot.
Not like... But he's not like like Chad is a more traditional
is he
handsome.
Like unconventionally.
Yeah.
Like super hot.
Something
yeah.
about him is just.
But also conventionally. But
right.
Like, there's something a little different, which makes it even better.
So Courtney's like.
He has a lazy eye. So like it kind of makes it like.
That wouldn't work on film. Courtney gives him some cash and she gives him a card and she's like, here's your first client. And here's an advance. And he's like, what for landscaping? What? And she's like, shut up. And then he's like, can I take a shower?
Oh,
and
yeah.
She's,
okay, this was the useless scene.
Yes.
Okay.
So he gets in the shower and then she goes and takes pictures of him in the shower and he catches her. But he doesn't say anything.
And they never come. The pictures never come back. Like, I thought that was going to be like a threat later or something.
I'm assuming it's for like her binder of men.
Yeah.
She has a binder of men that has pictures in it.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Well.
Okay.
Because she
it,
says
so.
That she is a sales lady for like a vegan makeup company. She basically is like, I sell Arbonne. That's what I do.
Yeah.
But really, the women come over and she throws them pictures of this like homemade scrapbook of hot dudes.
Yeah.
I mean,
and they just like, pick one.
She
yeah.
pays for it, right?
So they have more sexy time in the shower, and now we're at the next day. So
yeah.
the next day,
fun.
Jason goes over to his first client's house.
Mm-hmm.
He, you know, gets out the hedges to trim them,
yeah,
or
does.
The clippers,
fuck,
and then
yeah,
he
does.
Takes off his shirt, because remember, he doesn't yeah. wear a shirt ever. whatever. Uh-huh. And Aunt Zelda from Sabrina comes out.
Mm-hmm.
So Beth Broderick, yeah, who's one of our favorites.
She's an icon.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Okay. She's great. She comes out. Mm-hmm. She's got like a big floppy hat and she's like, hello, are you here to trim my hedges, little bitch? And he's like, what do you mean? And she like goes over. She like caresses his body and he like falls over a plant. And yeah, she's like, oh, did I scare you? Wait till you see what I've got going on downstairs. Okay. Yeah. That'll scare you.
Yeah. Wait till you see this bitch.
Yeah. She's full on like.
Yeah.
Yeah, laying it on, and he literally runs away.
Yeah.
And runs to Courtney's house, and he's like, Courtney, what the hell is going on?
She's like, you fucking idiot. Like, I fucked you and insinuated this the whole time, and you had all the clues.
She's just gonna
I literally already paid you to have sex with me, and you didn't get it.
She's going to. When I say trim the bushes, did you think I... No one needs that.
No.
Actual thing.
No one needs that.
No.
So he's like, I can't do that. Because she's like, I'm not selling lawn boys. I'm selling sex workers for housewives.
And yeah, and then she shows him the binder.
Shows him the binder. And he's like, I'm out. I can't do this. She's like, no hard feelings. That's fine. Just don't tell anyone. Okay? So he's out. So after realizing that his mother's having money problems... that's when he decides like I need to go back Courtney
to...
And she's like so happy to have him back. She's like, you know what, I have a car that I can let you have. It was my husband's.
This is an 18-year-old's dream.
Well,
I can tell you
but
that.
Do you want to fuck at 18? Would you fuck Sabrina's aunt?
Hell yeah, I would have.
Okay, good for you.
Sabrina's aunt, when she was Sabrina's aunt, now she's Sabrina's grandma.
Yeah, she was old.
She's old.
She's still... I don't...
Also, though,
nah,
I feel
fine.
Like it's important to cut into. There is a scene in between with Amber. Remember Amber from the phone with Chad? Amber was Chad's girlfriend.
Oh, okay.
When the mom is having one of her grief counseling meetings that she set up on her first day at this high school, she's like, I knew... It was going to, because they said it was an accident how Chad died. Mm-hmm. And they was like, but the police, now they're, she's like, what? They think something. He's like, well, he told me he was going to stop. And she was like, was he doing something illegal? And then like Amber just spills like, yeah, there's this huge prostitution ring. And then the mom's like, huh, that's weird. And then like doesn't connect any dots.
No, she's like, I'll look into that. I'll be sure to tell someone. Yeah.
I'll be sure to tell someone.
But, like, doesn't figure it out
for
a while.
No. And, you know, if it's a sex ring, like, of course her son's involved.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
He's gorge.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. So then he goes to the next client.
Yes.
Who,
the judge of the town.
Who we don't find out is the judge until later. But at this moment, she does come down from a very regal staircase in a blazer. Like, I don't know much.
A blazer and heels.
About, like, what I would wear to fuck a rent boy, but I don't know that it would be a full pantsuit.
I feel like you could wear whatever the fuck
right,
you want.
I'd wear, like, sweatpants.
And an 18-year-old boy would be like, yeah, sure, boing, yoing, yoing. Like,
yeah.
Right?
Good. And this scene was actually, this is one of those that I was like, oh, this is going to be very silly. But it was like, ooh, like,
well,
come on, judge.
One thing I will say. So she has him like take off all his clothes.
Yeah,
but
like
one
orders
thing,
him to
she's
sexily.
Like, she's like, I want you to take off your shoes.
Fuck.
And then we cut.
Oh, it's flip-flops.
We cut to his flip-flops. And he's like, flip-flop, flip-flop. Like,
yeah, it's literally like, bloop. Like,
ruin the mood.
There is nothing
he like looks around like,
yeah, there's nothing more unsexy than hearing the sound of an Old Navy sale flip-flop just plopping on the ground.
Yeah. So it's really funny because she's like, take off your shoes.
Take off your
takes off his like flip-flops.
Yeah.
Take off your pants. He like takes off
his Old
Janko
Navy cargo
jeans.
Yeah.
Sure, cargo pants. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Take off your shirt. It's like a ratty t-shirt.
Yeah.
It's just like showing like this guy is like a teenager.
But then
know?
When they get him down to those boxer briefs,
yeah, and his body yaddy yaddy's out.
He's like, what?
Oh, this is when I
and fun.
He lounges on a
chaise
lounge.
On a chaise lounge. That just happened to be there.
And of course, and he has this crazy lighting going on, like a very what is that? I was gonna say Pinot Noir.
Glamour shot.
Film noir.
Film noir. Okay. Very film noir. And then she's like, tell me
it
what you want me to do.
It just cuts to black and white all of a sudden.
Right.
Like, ooh.
Yeah.
What a choice.
And he's like, what do you mean tell you what you want to do? And she's like, I'm not explaining it. Just tell me. You're ruining the mood, kid. And he's like, take off your shirt.
He just repeats.
Yeah.
Yeah, he really does.
He truly does just repeat. And then she takes off her she takes off her business lady blazer. Then she takes off her like.
Take off that business lady blazer, judge. Can I call you your honor? Can I call you your honor?
You have to have a question at the end because everything was a take off your blazer.
Yeah.
Take off your pants.
And then she gets.
Your honor?
She has like a cute like black lazy bra. And then she goes, take your pants off. And then she had the most high waisted jockey four pack. Brief on it was like
tight.
My fiance was sitting next to me not watching the film but playing video games on the second TV we have in our living room because that's how you keep a relationship together.
That's genius.
We'll have to talk about that later.
But he goes and so he has got headphones on and he's playing a video game while sitting next to me and I'm watching this and he goes big old draws.
I love it. It's true.
But she's like hot as fuck.
Yeah, and she's like grinding on him. Yeah. And then he gets really excited and then flips her over and then her legs are like wrapped around him. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, they show him. Yeah. They basically show him being aggressive so you can see that it's also his choice.
Yes.
Yeah,
which was a key distinction here because it did feel a little weird.
Yeah, because they did have, because I was like, if we switched this gender, would we be all outraged? But they also had a scene before this where when he comes back, he's like, but I need money. He's like, and she's like, and she has a few lines that are very carefully written of well, I wouldn't want you to coerce you into doing something you don't want to do, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
There's but if it's your choice,
yes.
Here's
you
your client.
You are a sex worker. You are choosing to
consent,
do this.
Consent, consent.
There's a little bit of it, but then it goes out the window soon enough.
Yeah.
Later on another job, I'm jumping a little bit.
Yeah, we should.
Beth Broderick has Jason over and she is super into it because she's like, you hurt my feelings when you literally ran away from me, my sexual advances, and you're gonna have to make it up to me.
Yeah, so you gotta make it up, dude.
The actress, because this, you know, when you have a sex scene, you talk about it and you figure out what you're gonna do. Right. And Beth Broderick or someone in the room was like, you're going to squeeze his butt cheeks.
Yeah,
because he gets on top of her and she's like, oh, and he's like kissing her neck.
Yeah,
and she just goes for it, grabs his butt, gives it a big old squeeze.
Yeah,
she's also making moany sex noises, even though you can see that they're both no one has penetrated anyone. He has
you can still make the moany sex noises.
I'm dry humping. Yeah. Are you 14?
Yes.
Well, no.
Well, I'm just
not
saying
14.
They're dry humping.
Yeah, they're dry humping, and she's they are having full on sex.
Yeah, you would think she had already come from dry humping.
Some people get fucking nuts about it.
Okay, okay, you're right. So she hears something, and she's like, "Oh my gosh, someone's here!" And he's like, "I don't know," and it's the husband. Mm-hmm. The husband's there, so she's like, "Quick, get in the closet!"
Oh,
so
boy.
He runs in the closet, takes all his stuff, and then the husband's like, what are you doing? And she's like, I don't care. Come here, big boy. And she makes him take off a shirt. And then he gets on top of her, dry humps her, and she's like moaning like crazy.
He's just in the closet.
But he's in the closet watching this, and he also watches him open a drawer to put his necktie or something in it, and there he sees his gun. Mm-hmm. Also, this man is the not hot zaddy that simply daddy who confronted Daniel in the locker room before.
Yes.
Okay.
So it's all coming together.
Right.
Gotcha.
So on his way out, he sneaks out and he drops his belt on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm.
So, you know, you think he got away, but doesn't look so good.
No way.
So he's very stressed. Jason's very stressed. And he goes to Courtney and he's like, all right, I'm really quitting this time. This is done. And she's like, no, this is not going to happen. This time it's not good.
She's not letting him quit.
Yeah, she has another guy.
Benjamin.
Benjamin.
I need a whole movie on Benjamin.
Yes. He was the first sex worker that she hired.
Mm-hmm.
And she hires him to go rough or go talk
muscle.
To Jason. Yeah.
He's her muscle, but he's also a twonk. And he's also smaller than Jason.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and we get a whole Ryan Phillippe in I Know What You Did Last Summer shower scene where the lights go out. He's wet in a towel.
Once again in the locker room in a towel.
In a towel for a long, long time, wandering the locker room.
Because the lights turn out, but by turn out, I mean they all turn red.
They turn red
for no reason.
It goes dark, yeah.
And Benjamin holds him at night.
It's a dark room now.
And
yeah.
he's
Everyone
like, I'm Courtney's friend, and you have to see the clients. You can't leave. You're in this forever.
Yeah. He's like, and then he pulls a knife on him and is like, I also will murder your sister if you fuck this up.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
Yeah.
Right.
Well.
So, Courtney.
Well, I guess I have no choice. I have to go.
Yeah, so then all the consensual stuff that they did before goes out the window.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they're ramping it up. So Courtney has a party at her house with all the fancy people in town.
Because she's won like a Businesswoman of the Year award for her Arbonne, but it's not Arbonne. It's hooking and it's also not Arbonne.
Right.
But it's basically Arbonne.
But basically everyone in the town like uses her services except for Nicole, the mom. Mm-hmm. And she has all the young men, all her young sex worker men, mm-hmm. working as caterers at this party. Mm-hmm. But the funny thing is, all of the cougar clients are there, and they just can't keep their hands to themselves. So, like, you know, as like one goes by, they'll like smack him on the ass, like, you know, like take him to a side room or whatever.
Yeah.
And Nicole is the only person at this party who I'm assuming is not. She's not hiring anyone.
She's just like, Jesus,
and she's looking around
Christ,
like, what is going on?
And mind you, this is after good old Amber, Chad's girlfriend, was like, hey, there's a sex ring at the school. And she still is like, I don't know.
She
this seems weird.
She still doesn't put it together.
And then, so then Sabrina's aunt is like super drunk at this party and goes outside and they have a heated conversation. And she's like, listen, that little prostitute of yours left his belt there. And now my husband's leaving you and I'm out of money. So tries to like hustle her for money.
She extorts her for money.
Yeah. Nice. Meanwhile, Jason's mom sees this starting like from the window, but can't see exactly what happens.
It's starting and then, to get there.
Yeah. Okay. And then she asks someone, hey, where's the bathroom? And she goes right over there. And then she opens a different door and it's Daniel fucking some like the judge.
Yeah.
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 And she's like, excuse me, and closes the door. And she's like, that was weird.
and still doesn't necessarily put it together.
I brought a clip from the party because I want you to see Beth Broderick in all her glory, because she really is just a supreme actress and like really, really funny. Mm-hmm. Like in this whole movie, she was hysterical.
Yeah. She truly got
like
it.
Like legit so, funny and like.
Yeah, legit funny. Here is just a little clip of that for Drew.
Hi. I thought you could use some fresh air.
Oh, no, I hate fresh air. Let's go back in. I need another drink.
No, you've had enough to drink, Karen.
Am I embarrassing you? Am I ruining your little party? Good. You deserve it after what you did to me.
And what have I done to you?
Your boy, Jason, was in such a hurry the other night that he forgot his belt. Bill found it the next morning.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, so good. So the mom doesn't put it together then, but please may I explain when she does put it together?
Oh, yes, yes.
Okay. So then it cuts to her back in her guidance counselor office.
Is it her like looking like, looking at different
she
parts
sees
of
all,
the
you see all that in the party, but then she still doesn't quite put it together until she goes back to her office and picks out an old yearbook and looks at a picture of the wrestling team, and there is Courtney, the madam. And then she literally goes tap, tap, tap with her finger on where the picture of the madam is.
Okay.
Because she was like a coach on the team or something.
Like she
or the sponsor of the team.
She did like enhance.
Yeah.
Enhance this image.
It literally, no, she taps like, on the picture.
That's the one. Tap, tap, tap.
And then she also underlines, like, you know, where it says on the yearbook on the bottom, it's like, has a list of all the names. And then it, like, has her little finger underlining Courtney, whatever her last name was.
Right. Just in case it wasn't clear from the picture. Yeah. And it's like a very bad Photoshop picture also, by the way.
Yeah.
So the blackmail doesn't go well with Beth Broderick because Benjamin comes over
to
her house.
The icon that is Benjamin. And I need a full film of Benjamin. There's so much backstory on Benjamin that they gave us in like three lines that were more fascinating than this whole movie.
It's true. It's true. And he's like pretending to come over to like seduce her because he's the first sex worker. And she's like, oh, you were always one of my favorites, Benjamin. Come on in. Mm-hmm. She takes him upstairs and he's like, you know, doing his moves. And then there's an envelope with something in it.
A newspaper. Because he was like, here's your money. So there were supposed to be $100,000 in that envelope.
Oh, and it was just newspaper clippings?
It was just newspaper.
I thought the newspaper clippings were something symbolic. And
No. It was just like...
It should have been Monopoly money or something.
Well, or like...
It was shaped.
Or the actual money. You know what I mean? Because then it was like... She was like, because what if she had looked at the doorway instead of when they got upstairs?
Right.
You know what I mean?
So it's supposed to be fake money in an envelope, but she opens it. She's like, what the hell is this? And then he starts strangling her, okay?
Yeah.
And she's like, what? But she's up against the dresser where husband put his tie next to the gun. So she grabs the gun,
okay,
shoots it off, And hits him, I guess. We see no blood or anything like that. No budget for that. But he's like, oh no.
Like, him, like,
actually, he doesn't even react to being shot. He just strangles her and then walks out of the room holding his side.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how a true killer does.
I guess so. The adrenaline's running. But he goes over to Courtney's house. He's like, Courtney, help me. I've been shot. She's like, well, we'll call an ambulance. Well, she didn't say ambulance. She's not from Maryland like me.
Also, they sort of vaguely, in one of the scenes with Daniel, they were like, yeah, Benjamin tried to get me to, like, work for him now. So, like, there was, like, a seed of Benjamin trying to, like, take over Courtney's business from earlier. But, like, it was a little vague. This is why I needed a full Benjamin film.
Yeah. But she basically lets him die because she's like, you backstab me and try to start your own thing. So I'm going to let you bleed out. She throws him in the trunk of her car, and then she plants the bodies together, like Beth Broderick's body and Chad's body. Mm-hmm. So it looks like they killed each other.
Yeah.
Because they did.
Yeah.
She doesn't want it on her hands.
Okay.
So we're almost there. So Nicole and Jason get into the fight that we saw about the dad. Mm-hmm. And Jason goes to the cabin at the beginning of the movie and, like, looks at pictures of his dad, and he's holding a football. Mm-hmm. And I don't even, that seems stupid. I don't even know why I wrote that down.
Because there is a theme of he literally murdered his dad with a football, and now you're, like, holding it at the cabin where you murdered your dad.
Sure. Does that inform anything else in the movie?
No.
It just gives him the resolve to be like, now I'm going to take Courtney down.
Okay.
Yes. I wrote a joke that he was, like, thinking about Chad and they're going to be lovers, and, you know, he really misses Chad.
I mean, I miss Chad.
Yeah.
I still miss Chad.
Bring back Chad.
Chad was, like, hotter than Daniel. I feel like they should have swapped them.
So Daniel,
I miss Chad because he was a bush.
I agree.
Because Daniel was, like, kind of hot.
Daniel
looked,
like,
too much like an actual
Disney
teenager.
Channel hot. Yeah. So Daniel and Jason hatch a plan. They're going to get Courtney's client book and give it to the police.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
Daniel was originally booked for this, quote, very special job. And then so Jason's like, well, let me just switch in for you.
Yeah.
For this, quote, very special job.
So he goes over to Courtney's house. Okay. And Courtney's like, oh, thank God you're here. You're really doing me a favor. Come on inside. Mm-hmm. And then the door rings, and it's the mayor.
The mayor with a good headshot.
The mayor with a good headshot, and he's like, my wife's coming. She's going to be late. Doesn't mean we can't get started now.
Yeah, like, you can tell that this wife might not be a real wife, and also, like, whatever. And so he's like, okay. And then he's like, scurries upstairs, like, still on the, like, not even really thinking, like, oh, that's weird that the mayor wants to fuck me. He's still thinking, like, gotta get this binder.
Yeah.
He goes up to the room, and they pan to a ball gag and a riding crop on the bed.
Yes. So he gonna
get it. And some handcuffs. And he's like, oh, boy. And then he goes to the drawer where the binder was, and it's gone.
Yes.
And that's when the mayor walks in, and he's like, so, who's ready to get fucking gagged?
Who's ready to get fucking gagged?
Yeah.
Is it you? I'm just kidding. I know it's you for
sure. I'm paying you for this.
And then he beats up the mayor.
Yeah, he beats up the mayor. He steals the book. Courtney.
Why is he beat up the mayor?
Well, because he is homophobic.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, that is, like, what was, like,
you'd have to be like, dude,
that was what was fucked up.
I'm actually
this.
Not
like,
cool with this.
There was, like, some homophobia
it
going
was
on there.
Like, after, you know, literally 90 minutes of the most homoerotic movie ever, it was like, oh, this is all fine until there's gayness involved.
Until the bad gay man comes and wants to have a good time.
That was a bridge too far.
Right.
You awful bisexual man.
Because they really teetered on, like, they didn't make
and
it
you're the
so,
mayor? Ah, scandal!
They didn't make it, like, super anti-sex work. Like, it was a little more, like, liberal leaning than I thought it would be.
Yes.
Like, normally it's like, oh, like, because there were, like, you know, it wasn't as until the gay stuff came and they're like, now it's too far.
This is too far.
But Courtney has a gun. She holds the gun and she's like, get back here. You're not going anywhere. She takes him to the garage, ties him up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Nicole and Justine, the sister, are just learning about the murders.
Nicole just tapped on that yearbook.
You know,
like,
they just
shit.
Figured it out.
So she gets home and she's like, fuck, he's over there.
So she tapped on the yearbook for herself.
Yes.
Basically.
She didn't, like, show anyone.
She's just like,
she tapped on it while she was at school. Meanwhile, like, her son was, like, already about to go get ball gagged by the neighbor.
Yes.
Okay. While she's, like, doing archival yearbook research.
Like, where are your children? Pay attention.
Your kid is getting ball gagged and fucked.
Also, I just want to take one more thing about this mom who is supposedly a guidance counselor. And in the beginning of the movie, she goes, are you going to try out for football? Purity Falls is a great football team. It was like, you are a guidance counselor and your son murdered his own dad with football and you're trying to get him to play football? Okay.
Just
so,
some minor psychology.
So she comes home after tapping the football and the daughter's there and she's like, shit, is Jason about to get murdered?
Yeah. So the mom's like, you stay here, daughter. I'm going to run over and I'm going to fix this. I'm going to take care of this. You know, great decision. So she goes into the garage. She sees Jason's all tied up. He's like, one of those. And she's like, I'll get you out. And then Courtney, of course, comes. And so she goes to hide behind a tractor. Mm-hmm. So she's hiding behind the tractor. And Courtney, I guess, has like this whole like master plan that she's revealing.
Are they on a farm?
I don't know. There was a tractor in the garage and I wrote it down.
Yeah.
And
this is when I think, the mom is going to kill the Courtney with a shotgun. This is when you think, like, fuck,
this is where the shotgun
like, I thought it was going to be the brother, but nope, it's going to be the mom.
Right. And so as Courtney's, like, going to shoot him, the mom jumps out and, like, attacks Courtney, and they're struggling on the floor, and then there's a screwdriver because he was trying to get himself out, so he throws a screwdriver to his mom. She stabs Courtney with a screwdriver, and I'm like, oh, she's dead.
Yeah.
And they get it. She unties him, gets him up. They're walking out. They stop in the door of the garage and have a heart-to-heart moment as you see Courtney, like, getting up and reaching for the gun. Because, duh. Like, run away. And before she can shoot the mom and son, the daughter comes around with the rifle and she's like, that's my gun sound.
Yeah, sister.
So the sister did it, who she's we would hero. Have never expected
because
the whole
time. Because she's anti-gun.
I was going to say.
Yes. So she shoots Courtney. Courtney dies.
Yeah.
And then we flash to 6 months later and there's a party or something.
Yeah, they're having a party at the cabin.
They're all fucking in prison right now.
And you know, Jason musters up the courage to throw that football.
Yeah, they're playing catch at the cabin where his dad died from playing catch.
Yeah.
It's a lot of courage. So it takes a lot of courage.
That's very brave. The movie.
Yes.
So on the podcast, we have to pour it up, put a cork in it. What are you going to do this movie, Kathleen?
Oh, I'm going to pour it up. And I'm going to especially pour it up for like some, I'm going to say like a 13 to 14 year old girl who's not watching porn yet, but wants to like explore some things.
Okay. There you go. Yeah.
Or boy. Because it was the most homoerotic movie that I've ever seen.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
More homoerotic than Top Gun.
Yes. Yeah. Drew, how about you?
I'm going to pour it the fuck up.
Yeah. Why?
It just has every... I mean, God, I had a halfy the whole time, this whole time.
Whoa, prove it.
All right, 1 second.
Pixar, it's not real.
I'm doing it right now, listeners.
You know, that trick doesn't work anymore. They know you're not really doing it.
It was really very good.
Yeah, it was good. I'm also pouring it up.
No, that's fun.
I had a great time.
Fun.
The acting was pretty solid.
The acting was and here's why Benjamin also needed his own movie. Benjamin was the best actor in that film.
Yeah, he was. And the writing was actually pretty decent. I didn't look it up and see if it was men or women who wrote it. But whoever wrote it, good job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's fun. That's a fun little jam. It's pretty original in terms of...
switching it to be men.
Mm-hmm.
If I go... Well, if you're going into Lifetime land.
Yeah.
Right.
That's pretty original. It's not... It's like, like a male prostitution ring in a fucking small town.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude.
And it was like...
I feel like it's like based on a true story somehow.
I think
like,
it definitely was, though.
How did Lifetime make this up?
Right.
I don't think they did. I think it based it off of something that was real. Right?
I think it definitely was.
Well, who knows? They love to say it. They didn't say it at the beginning, so I would say they're not going
to
say that.
But it was smart for them to be like, remember me, I'm 18. I'm an 18-year-old who is legally of age, so this movie isn't creepy.
It's not creepy. Okay.
There's no female names in the direction
production.
Okay,
but
so that's standard.
Maybe they're all gay, and that's great.
Yeah, even better.
Even better. Okay, let's do a Candace.
Oh, yeah, Candace.
Catch that bouquet. Candace hates the gays. Candace Camembert. Drinking rosé. Eating creme brulee. Can't share with me. Candace Camembert. Yeah. What you say? Candace Camembert.
What You Say, Candace Cameron Bure, the segment where we watch Candace's Instagram and we talk about it.
Oh, I can't wait.
So I have some clips.
Hell
okay.
Yeah.
I have a few.
She's been kind of fun on Instagram.
Is it weird?
I kind of miss her.
Do you do?
When I don't get the Candace Cameron Bure.
Well, don't worry. Just re-listen to the podcast. There's many Candace segments to listen to. This one is about gardening because.
Ooh.
Well, right, because I figure that's on bread for Kathleen here. Uh-huh. It gets weird.
Oh no!
Here we go.
Hell yeah!
Look what I just went and picked. From the garden.
Tomatoes.
Tomatoes.
Yeah. Tomatoes. That's why I need my apron on. You guys, they're like my little children. I'm so proud of them. Oh, look how beautiful they are and all their colors. I'm so excited. It's going to be a little weird to eat my children, but I'm going to eat them for lunch today.
It is. That is true.
When did I be... like total creepy old lady I am with our baby vegetables. Oh my gosh, they're so pretty, you guys.
Yes.
All right. Beach.
Oh yes,
and this is going down for lunch
part two.
Yes.
Wait, so she's just
along
eating...
with one of these.
Come on, brand ambassador.
Sun-kissed tuna creation.
She's in a commercial for them. She's their brand ambassador.
Yes. So it starts off Candace, right? You know, it was like fun Candace gets a little weird and she gets a little subconscious about saying that she's going to eat her babies. And then full on Spawn ad at the end for Sun-kissed tuna. So if you ever needed an Instagram clip of like what Candace is all about, this is the one.
Actually perfect. Because it's also, she said a weird thing and then backtracked, but all in one story, and, right? Mm-hmm. Rather also than like going back and be like, I see your comments. And
she's been getting more self-aware.
Yeah.
But also I'd like to point out that her lunch consisted of a few tomatoes, a bunch of carrot sticks, and dry tuna.
And a thing of tuna.
For the beach. Tuna for the beach.
For the beach. I'll tell you one thing. That is not a good thing to eat
and
at
we've
a beach.
We've told her before, Candace, like, do your ads or whatever, but don't try to sell me on tuna at the beach.
Never.
She has to be the happiest person now that Lori Loughlin isn't in her struggles. Because I feel like they fill a similar spot in people's hearts.
And Candace has become number one.
Yeah.
Also, have you watched Oprah's gardening videos, her Harvest Day videos?
Oh, no. She's too fancy for this podcast.
Yeah,
oh,
no, my way God. Way too fancy.
Let me tell you what. Harvest Day at Oprah's, like, California place.
Yeah.
It's just her yelling about vegetables. And she gets, like, a giant oversight. Like, that's why I was like, what? Six tomatoes, Candace? Okay.
Yeah.
Oprah has, like, a giant oversized basket, like, filled with perfectly placed vegetables. And then her just screaming about them. And it's great. Right.
Well, good.
That's great.
I will check that out.
She deserves that, all that.
Well, she does.
Oprah Instagram is truly... the most magical place. There was one where she just comes out and kicks a soccer ball and goes, yay, and then turns around and she has a custom USA women's soccer team jersey that says Oprah on the back.
Of course.
And so she comes out and like lightly kicks a soccer ball and turns around and points to Oprah on her jersey.
So follow that Oprah, is fucking not awesome. Yeah, Candace.
Follow Oprah. Follow them both. But just
don't follow
Candace.
Don't follow Candace.
Her so you don't have to. But follow Oprah.
I'm just saying.
Follow Oprah for sure.
Don't be impressed by Candace's tomatoes.
True. All right. Kathleen, anything to plug at the plug time of the podcast?
Oh my gosh. Oh, wow. I have a YouTube channel called Kathleen Sing Stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And,
and what happens on that channel?
You know, I do crocheting projects.
Oh, okay.
Oh cool.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Sounds fine.
And you just like hum. You just like hum. Like
right.
No,
hymns.
I just.
You sing hymns
silently,
to yourself while you're.
I silently knit. No, I actually don't know how to knit. Also, I've been working on. I had Patrick come to the show. I'm doing a Hallmark Christmas movie musical parody called Deck the Hallmark at Second City.
Mm-hmm.
We have a couple more previews in September. And then hopefully, fingers crossed, it'll be up like 8 times a week in the Up Comedy Club at Second City.
Yeah. For the holiday show.
Hallmark fans and comedy fans, I think we'll like it.
Check it out. I'm trying to get some of those people on the podcast for Hallmark time. So,
yeah,
we'll see. It was fun. I highly recommend.
That's great.
It's very fun.
But only if Kathleen's MD putting that out into the world.
Yeah.
If not,
who cares?
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. Drew, how about you?
You can follow me on Instagram at Drew But With Pants. And my, speaking of music, ooh, I have a band. It's the Limbos. We have, we just dropped a song, mm-hmm, pretty recently. It is a cover of What Is Love.
Oh,
so, cool. Just to drop a single.
Baby,
and I'm very proud of it. So, yeah.
That one.
How
yes,
fun.
Yeah.
Wonderful. All right. Well, thank you both for being here. And thank you, listeners, for checking back in with Lifetime on Court. We watch these movies so you don't have to. But if you do, we'd love to hear from you. You can follow me at Patrick Mingau or the podcast at Lifetime on Court. Don't forget to rate and review us. Okay. Bye.
Bye.